good. This morning's schedule is just a little different. These guys are in watching tape, lifting, and doing the kind of their routine that we would normally do, but on their own schedule. Tomorrow they'll be off, and we're into a normal week here, getting ready for Arizona. Any questions?
Your overall impressions of the way your defense played yesterday?
You know, I thought they played well. I thought our third down defense was good. You know, we were going in. There are two things, really. You know, a real good running back, and then, you know, two receivers that can get behind you and make some big plays. So, you know, the challenge is really trying to mix things up. We knew that they were going to be wanting to get into some hurry-up offense. That's something that we knew going into the game. But I thought overall we handled that well. I was concerned going in with potentially the heat and the snaps, with us being nicked a little bit inside at the defensive line position. You know, I think the weather helped us in that regard, but by and large, I was pleased. You know, I thought we played with real good effort and energy, came up with some big plays, some turnovers, and did enough for us to win the game, especially, you know, it comes down to that final series. And, you know, getting that stop, forcing a field goal was critical.
I know it's only two games in, but impression so far, would I be safe to say you've been happy with the defensive effort so far overall?
Yeah, it looked in 2 weeks. We've played two different teams, but it is 2 weeks in. You said that. So each week's another challenge. You know, we continue to talk about playing the team and focusing on the challenge at hand that week, and it might be a little bit different week to week as to how we approach a game, but I like a lot of things. There's certainly a ton of things we've got to clean up, though, and we'll see that. So we'll continue to work to make the improvements. We saw a better offense 2 weeks ago than we did yesterday. Each week presents another challenge, so we look forward to it.
Sean, are you concerned about how much Drew is getting hit?
Yeah, you know, I thought yesterday, you know, there were some plays that even after the pass, you know, he took a pretty good shot. So we're always mindful of that.
Do you have any update on Patrick Robinson?
No updates on any of those players.
What are your priorities now to address with your offense, you know, coming up yesterday's performance?
Well, I think a couple things. You know, look, I said this after the game, and just having watched it again, the goal line sequence is on me. You know, I did a poor job of really giving our guys the best opportunity. We kind of had a plan going in, and, you know, I got off of that at the 1 yard line with a play action pass. So that's something we'll continue to work on. And but that was coaching. It wasn't the players. And then, you know, there are a few penalties that put us in some long yarded situations that all of a sudden ended up in what was a field goal or field goal attempt rather than, you know, a drive continuing. So there's a lot that we have to look at and clean up. Fortunately, it's coming off of a win. But, you know, again, we're quickly trying to as best we can, make the corrections and look for that consistency. And we'll continue to do that.
Can you just talk about extra level of comfort and happiness with Mark Ingram? Because sometimes people see the one play at the goal line and judge one play.
Man, that's a tough play. That's on me. You know, he had some good runs in that game. I think the balance and the mix of the players we have is going to be important for us, especially at the running back position. But, you know, the fourth down call, we ended up getting an over front, a different defense than we were expecting. And, you know, it was one that, however it was called on the field, if it was called a score, it wasn't going to be overturned. You know, they spotted it short, and I think it wasn't going to be overturned either. But you know, he like the rest of us is working to improve in his game, but you know, that there's some looks though that I know we're going to be better at that are going to help him.
Are you concerned, you know, coming off that Atlanta game, having to go on a road like this? I mean, it's, you know, emotionally that it would be tough to a team to get back to the level that it was the week before.
I think no. Look, in week two. you're not thinking about a letdown already. You know, obviously you play a team like Atlanta at home, but, you know, we kind of look at Tampa Bay much like we would Atlanta and Carolina. Those are division games. So I don't think that was I think we wanted to make sure we were ready from the start, and you know, the weather delay kind of changed that a little bit, but I didn't feel like we were going to have any type of letdown coming off the first game.
Coach, that last drive, no timeouts, but all the passes were kind of in the middle of the field. How much chemistry does that take to kind of get all the guys on the same page, get up to the line?
Well, I think this, there is that point in which it becomes harder to do, but that's a lot of time, a lot more time than you think. Now, you can't just check the ball down over the middle of the field. But so they were chunks. You know, Sproles was in one of the receptions, and then Graham's obviously was a big one, and then Colston's. You know, it's something we work on a lot. It's something that Drew's exceptional at. He gets to the line. He has a good feel for what he wants to get to. You know, prior to the game, as the week kind of concludes, he's given thought to, you know, his top 2-minute calls, if we're in a 2x2 set or if we're in a 3x1 set. Most of those plays yesterday were trips, 3x1. And, you know, after the big completion to Colston, it's, you know, the awareness to hurry up, clock it. Time will tell us, usually 16 or 17 seconds and below, it's hard to have a play inbounds and get to the ball and clock it. But we were well north of that, and I thought he, along with the rest of the guys, managed that situation very well, and you know, it resulted in a win. The kick was, regardless of how short that might appear, you know, when you're lining up to kick something like that, it's, you know, you make it, you win. If you don't make it, you lose. And the execution of getting the field goal unit on the field, because all that time, you're in kind of a mayday alert. There is a potential sequence where the ball is completed to Colston, for instance, and you don't have the time to clock it, and you're trying to make a substitution, a mayday field goal, and the next snap, rather than a clock it, is a field goal. So that's all kind of going on. We work on that a lot, and yet each time it comes up is, you know, you can't have any error. You know, any penalty is a 10-second runoff. There's just a lot of things that have to go well. And credit our players. They did a good job of handling it.
It's hard to still be impressed by Jimmy Graham, but just touch on his game yesterday from taking that hit.
Yeah, that's the thing that was pretty impressive. You know, that was a good hit. I mean, obviously a tough hit to take, but he came right back up and made a number of big plays in this game. I mean, he had an outstanding game. He was physical, changed field position for us, and was very focused. He was outstanding.
Can you talk about what Rob, I know you've been asked about the defense, but what Rob Ryan has done, you know, 24 points in two games compared to, you know, I know you weren't here last year, but where the club was, I mean.
Yeah, I'm not as much interested in where we were. I would say this, though, and I mean, I would say that it's, you know, our job is to build confidence. Our job is to instill a plan and try to put our players in the best position possible. And I think one of the things that Rob brings is that contagious spirit, you know, and I think from the very beginning in the spring when we were installing the defense and kind of coming together as a team and getting ready for what was the OTAs, the off-season mini camps, you know, that was important, especially coming off of last season.
I guess safety at a premium, obviously everybody knows about the helmet contact. Do you look at a game like Tampa yesterday and think that some of it was just glaringly excessive in some way?
Yeah, it's always a challenge because you're coaching players about collision points. You know, we try to err on the side of being low, and you know, my problem. Oftentimes it's tough. It's a bang bang play, and yet, you know, all the other stuff that goes on afterwards. You know, that's kind of the thing that, you know, the taunting or whatever. I mean, look, I understand playing good defense, and I get all that, but it was great to see Graham take the hit, get back up, and end up a couple plays later catching a seam right through the middle of their defense. And he ended up really being the difference for us with the plays he made. So certainly it's tough defensively with some of the rule changes. And then I think you take each one into consideration. You look at it and you look at it for what it is. And I think the league's probably doing that.
You saw the replay, though, they had on Graham, huh? You were able to look at it on video?
Yeah, I've seen it on video. I've seen it on TV, and I've seen it on coach's tape.
Did it upset you? Listen,
it doesn't matter if it upset me. You know, all the stuff that goes on, that's not – certainly I get frustrated for a player, but that's nothing that I control.
How do you balance enthusiasm for 2-0 in the division with the things that you're trying to fix?
We got a lot to fix, you know, and so we got a ton of football to play, and we've got a lot of things we've got to clean up defensively, offensively, obviously. We've got to be better at scoring, and I've got to be, you know, do a better job, especially when we get in those areas. The kicking game, you know, I was hoping we could get some opportunities for return. I thought the kickers and the punter, the kicker and the punter handled the conditions pretty well. Just that simple field goal right before the weather delay with the wind swirling the way it was, I thought was important for us to come away with some points there. But overall, I think that part is easy for us. There's a lot we have to work on.
Seems like Roman didn't take as many snaps in comparison to McKinney or Malcolm. Is that a matchup situation?
Yeah, we were in different personnel groups, and so a lot of it was dependent on what they were going to be in. Last question.
I know that you're not commenting on the injuries, but do you see going, I guess, not to say the term, the street, but to maybe how Jay Richardson was signed last week? Is that something that's potentially?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll keep you posted. All right, thanks.